salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, somebody just had a baby here. They texted me, say, we just had a baby girl. But, you know, I just had the phone number. I don't know who it is. I want to celebrate with him. Good morning, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. April 12th, 2019. Lord's not making another one. Exciting day, exciting weekend for us. Got a lot of stuff planned. I'm telling you, this is going to be an event. Our Occupy 2019 event is going to be, it's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. And when it's over, people are going to walk away. As I said yesterday, I said, man, I'm glad I was here. And I hate to keep harping on this, but I'm going to harp on this. You have the chance. Thanks to the Heath brothers and Heath brothers, Mike and Jared Heath and Rob Pugh and others. We've been able to set up a system now where we're going to be able to live stream the entire event. But even better than that, you know, last year we made CDs for the thing, DVDs, and charged money for the DVDs and all that process we go through. Our great crew has put together a system whereby you can pay, make a donation at Coach Dave Live. I'm sorry, Occupy 2019. Make a donation there. You can watch the live stream. You say, well, Coach, I'm not going to be home. I understand that. The live stream doesn't do you much good if you're not home, does it? I'm not going to sit around all day and watch that. Well, we're also going to include in that package, if you make a donation of any size, you make a donation, you'll be able to have the archives, meaning you'll be have back wall, back room access to our website where all of the presentations, all the discussions are going to be archived. So let's say that you have a small group Bible study that you get together with and you watch one of Russ Dizdar's presentations and you say, oh my goodness, people need to know this stuff. Well, you'll have access to, you can show them. You can get them together and in your Bible study, say, play Russ Dizdar's 45-minute presentation. He's making three of them, by the way. You can play Mark Trump's presentation. You can play David Arthur's in regards to homosexuality. You can play Tom Dunn's in regards to child trafficking. You can play Mark Harrington's. Folks, this is just, I just can't tell you. You know, we go speak at a lot of these conferences. And I'm not besmirching anybody. I hope this doesn't come across wrong. They market, they sell the DVDs. They sell them. People pay 50, 75, sometimes up to $100 for the DVDs of the event. We're making that available, archivable, right on our website. Just make a donation. I don't care. Whatever the Lord leads you to do. And you make that donation and you have those archives. Listen, I can't emphasize it enough. I just can't emphasize it enough that you'll have, when this thing's over, people are going to wish they had it. And so you can do that right now. Just go to Occupy, Jared, go to that webpage real quick. Pull that up for us. Occupy 2019. Let me do a little legwork. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the FBI coming to my house yesterday. Yes, I'm going to talk about it. You hang right in there with us and we'll get to it. But I got to do a little bit of homework first. So you go to the Occupy 2019 live stream and you click on live stream. Okay. Jared, click on that. She'll walk these people through it. They click on live stream. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. You click on live stream and there it pops up. Name, email, yada, yada, yada. You make a donation. You say, well, how much? I don't care. Whatever the Lord tells you to do. And when you make that donation, then you receive a code, which gives you access to the live streaming and to the archives and the back room of the website that Jared has set up. So it is so, so simple. Don't miss out. Oh my goodness. Don't miss out on it. You say, well, Coach, I give to you regularly. I give to you all the time and I shouldn't have to pay. Well, then go give a dollar. Go ahead and give a dollar. And see, rather than emailing me, I would like to make this available to everyone who donates to Pass the Salt. I would love to do that. What a headache that is. if you're one of those people and you donate regularly to Pass the Salt Ministries, go in there and give a buck, and we won't feel bad you only gave a buck. We want you to have access to this information. So all you have to do is go in there, boom, do it, put a buck in there, boom. We'll understand why you only gave a buck. We're not going to say, boy, is that George Lewis? He sure is chintzy. We're not going to say that. George is one of our regular supporters. He gets access to this. But it's easy for me, George, if you give a buck, rather than me have to chase down and do it, but it just makes it all easier. I'll give you the buck back, all right? So, folks, don't miss it. We're excited about it. Great things are going to go on. We have not, I've been communicating. Gary went up there yesterday. Todd Barham showed up yesterday. OJ and John Brockhall showed up. We got Gary Donahoe showed up yesterday. Jack McCarthy showed up. We have people already on the ground up there. And one of the things that I think is so important about this that I like so much about it is that, boy, the gathering together of the saints, the assembling of the body together, even more as that day approaches. So I'm excited about that. Jared, Mike, anybody anything I didn't cover about that we need to cover? You say, well, who's coming? Well, go to Occupy 2019. It's all right there, because I got a lot of other stuff I want to talk about. Anybody, for the good of the group, any questions that you might have to do that? It's easy to do. Easy to do. Heard somebody? No? Cool. So, the FBI did visit the Dobbenmeyer house yesterday, and it was kind of a surreal experience. I got so much I want to talk about today, but I'll get this going right away. It was a surreal experience, because you want to know how the Lord orchestrates things. This could not have been orchestrated more by the Lord. Just stay with me. First of all, they didn't scare me. They didn't scare me. They didn't try to scare me. They were very nice, very kind. Two gentlemen were very nice, very kind. So God bless the FBI and everything they do. But Todd and Leslie and Lexi had just gotten to our house. And who else had just pulls up? But John Brockhoff and OJ Eastwood. Now, maybe some of you don't know them, but you know who John Brockhoff is, right? John's the old mad bomber that bombed the abortion clinics. And so they're all there. And I'm sitting there, and my phone rings. And it's my daughter, and she's really, really kind of panicked. Actually, called Michelle on her phone, and I could hear in her voice. You don't like getting those phone calls. She says, Dad, the FBI's here. What? Yeah, the FBI's here, and they're looking for you. I said, how's that start your day, right? I said, well, tell them, come on over. I said, come on over. They didn't know where I lived. They showed up to our old home where our daughter is living. We're not hiding from anybody. We built a new home, and we live in the new home, and the FBI shows up in the old home and knocks on the door. Maggie's there with the three babies asleep. She doesn't know whether to let them in. She doesn't know who these guys are knocking on her door, got their black car out there. So I said, send them over here. So they came over here, and we sat down. We had a discussion. Here was the gist of the discussion with the guys, the FBI. Folks, just picture this scenario and know that it's true. And they came and they asked a little bit about whether or not we, meaning me and this show, whether we were inciting violence, whether we were trying to stir people to violence. And you know, what are you talking about? I never even been in a fist fight. I never punched a guy in the nose. I said, I grabbed a few football players by the face mask, but violence? What are you talking about, violence? He said, well, they said this. Now, they're just doing, listen, let me be fair to these guys. Somebody probably filed a complaint and they had to follow up. But they had clearly watched the show. They had clearly watched the show, and they talked about somebody mentioning on the show, we need to get some rope and hang some judges or something like that. I can't remember. You know, the dialogue that goes back and forth here on the show. And they said, you know, if somebody goes out and does that, if they go out and grab a rope and they try to hang somebody or they do violence against somebody, and they say, well, Coach Dave's the one that told me to do it. You know, you can go before a grand jury and you're going to be criminally complicit, yada, yada, yada. And I mean, I'm just shaking my head. If somebody didn't Jesse Smollett just do something like that?
You're living in the wrong city. Doesn't
Rush Limbaugh do this every day that he's on? And if somebody goes out and shoots somebody and they blame Rush Limbaugh, they were following. And then this is the most amazing thing. John Brockhoff, you know John Brockhoff, the mad bomb. the guy who burned down the two abortion clinics. And, you know, we've done shows with John Brockoff. I'm sitting on a bench. One FBI agent sitting beside me and another FBI agent sitting across from me. And he's got a little notepad that he's taking notes on. And he says, well, how about this show here where said something about John Brockoff? And, you know, as soon as he said John Brockoff, I didn't even hardly hear the rest of what the guy said, because I'm going ding, 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 because there stands John Brockoff, right? The FBI is here. John Brockoff's in my house. Are you kidding me? What are the odds of that? So he mentions John Brockoff, and I look over, and John looks at me, and John's standing right beside him. And John says, I'm John Brockoff. So I know these guys think that I got the mad bomber in my house. He shows up and there's John Brockoff. What are the odds of John Brockoff being in my house when the FBI shows up? It's amazing.
Praise be to God.
It was amazing. And I said, hey, listen, hey, John, how many days you serve, John? He says, 2,714. I said, yep. He did the crime. He did his time. I think I paid his debt, didn't it, bud? That's what I said to the FBI agent. I said, he's a free man. He paid his debt. Is it all cool? Huh? And so they left. They were here about 15 minutes. We had a discussion. They left. I don't know when they're riding back to Columbus. I don't know what they're thinking. You know, if I'm them, I'm thinking, God, that guy's got Brockoff in there. So what the heck's going on? What is going on? Know this. They're watching, right? They're watching. And if you've watched this show at any length of time, you know daggone well we do not promote violence, huh? We just talk about the truth. And I wondered after he left, I wonder how many Muslims they visited today. I wonder how many Antifa they visited today. Now, I'm not blaming them, right? I'm not blaming them. But isn't it amazing that the devil does not like the awakening of the white Christian male? I'm telling you, boys, they don't like that very well. They want to be quiet and compliant. That's what they want. Quiet and compliant. They didn't try to bully me. They didn't try to intimidate me. But I'm going to tell you something. When guys pull up in a black car and they get out and they flash the FBI at you, you got to have some stones to not be a little bit intimidated, you know? But I'm not intimidated.
Hi, baby.
Right? I'm not intimidated. Because, folks, things are going to, As I've said, we've got to get ready. We've got to get ready. Thank God Donald Trump is president of the United States, or those boys would have visited me a long time ago. You know that to be the truth, right? So understand that they're probably watching right now. Morning, boys. God bless you. Thanks for coming by. You were great. No hard feelings. But you know this. Hey, they know you're watching too. They know you're watching too. And I don't even have my phone, but they're probably there. They were listening to everything we do. Everything we do. So they'll be watching. I'll be watching the show. Welcome. I hope you get converted. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, exactly. I mean, if you picked up the phone and said, hey, guys, you guys really need to watch the show. We want to educate you on what's going on. They wouldn't spend a minute on your time. But look at this. This is like you can't pay for this kind of an audience. This is an incredible audience. Now we can dose them with the Holy Ghost, that that's the right, Lord pierces their heart, and we can bring some light to them that they need in their darkened hearts.
So, see, it was just a confirmation to the Lord that the devil knows we're awake. All right, the devil knows we're here. Right, and I hope those FBI agents, I pray to God that they're watching this show every day and they'll be convicted in their heart to do the right thing. That there is a king in America, and it isn't Donald Trump, and it isn't Obama. It's Jesus Christ, and we're not going to bow our knee to anybody as a result of it. We're not going to be intimidated. We're not going to be scared. We're not going to stop saying and believing what we believe. And we are, as we have said number of times, we are not for violence. The last thing we want is violence. The last thing we want anybody out there to do is go and engage in violence. That's the last thing that we want. But I'll be daggone if I'm going to sit behind this microphone and tell you to not be prepared for violence that might come to you.
Coach, two things real quick. The first thing is that I'm reminded of the book of Acts. Here's the book of Acts being lived out. Paul was chained up between these guards at all times, and he He told his followers, he said, the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached in Rome. You know, and brother, these guys, it's being preached to them. And one other time, listen, brother, you know that we've always had the FBI following us with OSA. Yeah. I was in Las Vegas, and I had one of them guys come up, and I didn't even realize he was undercover. And I began to share the gospel. He says, I've heard it all. I've heard it from Rusty. I've heard it from Cal's Astro. I've heard it from Flip Venom. And brother, the Holy Spirit came upon me. I said, you've not heard it all. He goes, really? What is that? I said, when you stand before the Lord and he either says, well done, or depart from me, I said, then you will know that you have heard it all. That guy invited me to a boxing match at Caesar's Palace. He goes, I've never heard such a thing.
Hey, so listen, so Chad, is Chad in here? So Chad being a cop, I'm wondering the conversation these two FBI agents are probably having as they're driving down the road. They're just people, right? They're just guys like me and you. If they're doing their job, what are they saying about the coaches as they're driving down the road? Yeah, because it was on my bucket list, and I got that one right. Huh?
Look, Dave, if you can imagine the conversation, then that's exactly what's happening.
Yep.
I mean, everything you're talking about there, and they're going, "What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah. Why are we here?"
Who told us we had to go do
this? And I bet you they're sitting there going, you know, I'm sick of following up on these. These are the hate speech people that we're having to chase after. You know, this is the crap. This is America. You know, whatever. You know, that kind of stuff. So
they're probably more on our side than we even understand, aren't they, Chad?
Absolutely, I think so.
Yep. And they're just doing their job. So God bless them. Wasn't angry at him at all. And I was me. I didn't back down. I asked him if they knew James Comey and Ron Rosenstein. I tried to break the ice. They kept on their, they kept the cop face on pretty good. They did.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Joe.
You talk about a explosion of exposure for this show now. Because as this gets out, you're going to have some people in here.
Well, hey Joe, you know what else, buddy? We're probably already infiltrated. I mean, I've been aware of that's gone on. So sometimes you guys, if you've been around me at all, you know, I'm an open book, man. I have a problem. I think it and I say it. And sometimes I don't put it, sometimes I don't put it through a filter, but I told those guys, you'll never find a more nonviolent guy than me. Never find a more nonviolent guy than me. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm not going to back down and bend over. I ain't going to do it.
Dave, I would also add to it that, you know, we talk about, if you're not getting any flack, you're not over the target. So obviously there's a disturbance in the force. And so we must continue to push forward and persevere there. I think a lot of them are afraid of the Great Awakening because they'll lose control.
That's right.
And if the people rise up, see, I mean, I'm just saying that we're not going to be able to win it by physical force. We're not going to do that because that's exactly what the deep state wants. We have to use our intellect and our numbers and continue to come in here and try to win the tide.
That's right. Chad, I wrote a commentary a couple years ago. You could still find it on the internet somewhere, and at News with Views for sure. And I called policing the law abiding. And I really believe that part of the police strategy in America is they're not after the criminals because they can't. The criminal syndicates are too big. They really can't do anything about it. So all they have to do is they have to police those of us who obey the law. They have to keep us obeying the law. If they can keep those of us who obey the law under control, then it can become manageable. They're worried about when those of us realize that we've been suppressed and oppressed, when the law followers begin to rise up, that's when they know they have trouble. So I think that's one of their concerns. Yes, come on in.
Hey, Coach, you want to know how the best way to keep people to obey the law? Well, you punish the criminals. So then we know there's a reason to.
That's right. Well, we know this, as we've watched at the highest levels of the land, you don't even need a crime. If they decide they want you, they're going to come and get you. They'll make up a crime and they'll get you. So we just thank you for the covering of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We just thank you that we're under his wings, that and if anything comes against us, it won't be without the the approval of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will be with us no matter where we go, no matter what we go through. And yet, though they slay me, still will I praise him. And that just has to, that has to be our attitude, man. Huh? It has to be our attitude.
How can they investigate the criminals if their criminals are their bosses, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, or the President, or Barack Obama, or Secretary of State? You know, how can they investigate them? They're the higher-ups.
Yeah. Hey, listen, these are just two guys trying to do their job. So thank God for them. I pray the Lord keep them safe and all that kind of stuff. And I have no animosity. It was, I got to move on here. It was a moment in the Dobbenmeyer house when I heard Maggie on the phone. Dad, the FBI is here. Oh, geez. Send them over here. I'll make some coffee.
Dave?
Yeah.
Can I help you move to another topic real quick?
Sure.
Janet Folger's The Heartbeat Bill. Uh-huh. I know others in the huddle may not be aware.
Go to my Facebook page, Jared, real quick. Go to my Facebook page. Go ahead, Roger.
What do you have any insight why she was not invited to the signing ceremony?
Is it unbelievable? Yeah, I do. I have some insight to it. In fact, Roger,
I think it's a good example, Dave, also for all of us. Our recognition may not come in this world, and that's probably good.
Amen. 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 Hey, Jared, are you? Yeah, you are. Look, folks, look at that right there. Look at that picture.
Oh, because I saw that picture.
That's Janet Folger. Janet Porter. She's been a warrior in the cultural war for 25, 30 years. Janet Folger Porter. She introduced the heartbeat bill 11 years ago. 11 years ago, she did. And she has been relentless. The heartbeat bill in Ohio and around the nation, leave that right there, Jared, is happening because of that woman right there. Now, this is a picture of Janet after the Senate passed the bill. The House passed it, Senate passed it, went to the governor yesterday. This is Janet on her knees after that bill was passed. Now, I want you to see something. Go slide on down the next. Jared, yeah. No, I'm sorry, Jared. Scrolling down my Facebook page. I'm sorry. Oh, I'll show that. We're going up. No, I'm sorry. Going down. I got to talk about that, too. Going down, Jared. I'm sorry. I know I put it there. Are you on my Facebook page? No, Jared. I'm sorry. Hey, Jared, do me a favor. Go to the stuff and click on Heartbeat Bill. The thing that says Heartbeat Bill.
Hey, Coach, while he's going there, did you see that Elizabeth Johnston and I think Paige, the little girl, have been invited to the White House for the screening, her assistant to the screening of Gosnell at the White House?
Unbelievable, huh? See? I dare, Jared, scroll down. There, I see it. There, scroll down more, Jared, on the Facebook page. There it is. It's Mark. Elizabeth Johnson gets to go to the White House. That's Janet Porter and Mark Harrington. Those are the ones, in my opinion, most responsible for the heartbeat bill. By the way, neither one of them invited to the signing ceremony. Neither one invited to the signing ceremony. Now, Jared, can you pull up the one that says heartbeat bill? Are you able to do that, or did it not come through or something? Because there's a picture. There's pictures everywhere. Hey, Jared, maybe you can just Google it. Governor DeWine signing heartbeat bill. See if you can just Google that real quick. And it's big news here in Ohio. And you'll get a picture of him standing there with all these people around him as he signs it. Pull it up there. See if it isn't right there, Jared. Just click on one of those. See if the picture of him doesn't pop up. There. No, that's not it. There. Oh, there you are. There you are. Now, I know the guy in the middle, with the gray suit. I know a couple people in there. But I'm going to tell you that the people who passed the heartbeat bill aren't those people. It was Mark Harrington and Janet Porter. And neither one of them invited. You know why? Because Ohio Right to Life runs the state house in regards to abortion. They hate Mark Harrington. They hate Janet Porter. And I'm sure that they were the ones who invited these dignitaries to come and stand behind the governor when he signed it. I'm not saying anything bad about any of the people in the picture. But it would be kind of like having a picture of the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers without LeBron James in the picture. That's what you're looking at. It's despicable. I don't know, Roger. I don't know what to tell you, man. I know this, Ohio Right to Life fought this bill every step of the way. Ohio Right to Life did not want the heartbeat bill passed. They did not want it passed, and now they want to take credit for it. That's the way they were. Well,
they came in the final minutes and joined support like the day before.
Yeah, but they knew they were going
to. But I think it's a great lesson from Scripture that we need to plow forward, and we may not get recognition for anything but from our King on the appropriate date and time.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you brought it up because I just publicly want everybody to know that Janet Porter and Mark Harrington rammed that bill through. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I'd like to interject another little bit of good news. I just posted a link in the chat. You know, a couple of years ago, you remember that President Trump tried to tell the military to not honor Obama's dictate and everything that the military pay for people's transgender sex change operations and everything.
Yeah.
And immediately it was taken into court and an injunction was filed to keep that President Trump's recommendation from going into effect and stuff. Well, behind the scenes, outside of the news, today, the military stops paying for sex change operations.
Well, praise the Lord, huh? Praise the Lord. That Trump, we got to get rid of him. We got to get rid of him for sure. Hey, folks, Jared, go to Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com, where our show's streaming there every day. And again, we thank the folks there at Before It's News. But I want to show you guys something I think is really, really critical for you to do. On the homepage of Before It's News, Jared, go to the homepage so they can see how to do it. So there you go, the homepage, and our program is streaming there right now. And in fact, there's Larry's ugly mug on there. If you scroll down right under top 50 articles, Jared, keep on going down top 50 articles. There is a there it is. No, there bottom, Jared. Glenn Beck, a plea to President Trump. Click on that, Jared. Folks, this is one of Glenn Beck's. I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. All right. I see a lot of these guys, they flow whichever way the wind blows. And Glenn Beck was, you know, he hated Trump and yada, yada, yada. And anyway, remember when he used to do chalkboard talks on Fox News? And those were really, really good. He does an unbelievable chalk talk here on what's going on the Chicago Marxists and what's at Cloward Piven. This is worth your time. Go to beforeitsnews.com and look for the Glenn Beck link and click on that. It's about 22 minutes and it's really, really good. Okay. Thanks. Okay, Jared, you can get that off of there. I'm looking over here at my chart. A lot to talk about here. But let me open it up. It is kind of Flea Flicker Friday. I got some other stuff I'm going to get to, but let me hear from some of you out there. Come on in.
Everybody's talked.
Okay. Yeah, Darren.
I just kind of, with the Mark Harrington and Janet there, you know, something that kind of hit me yesterday is that I never, you know, I'm starting to, politics kind of does matter, because think of the actual lives that Mark Harrington and Janet Porter have saved now.
Amen.
Think of how many real human lives those two people are responsible for saving.
Jared, let me tell you something. You know, my wife, I love my wife. Man, wife. Stuff she's been doing behind the scenes. Anyway,
we need to give Mark Harrington a standing ovation at Occupy.
We do, brother. We do. We do. Let me paint a picture for you. My wife works at I know she won't mind me saying this. She works at a local pregnancy health center. Well, you know what those are, right? Women come in for help when they're pregnant. And my wife has been trying for however many years. You know, Michelle goes to the streets, right? We go to the streets and hold the signs. And she gets a little bit of flack, and she's not totally and completely accepted there, because a lot of people at the thing don't like the signs. The signs don't work. People who've never been to the streets, of course, want to tell everybody else how to do it. Michelle knows they work because Michelle goes And yet she walks kind of under a cloud as she goes and volunteers there every week to the fact that she's kind of, well, she's married to me, the FBI's visitor, so she's kind of the black sheep of the crew, I'm sure. And Michelle said, she got into a discussion with another volunteer the other day. Michelle was, she came home spitting mad. And it was over the issue of pictures that she was told, not by anybody at, I don't want to besmirch anybody wrongly, that if they didn't support the picture, if they couldn't support the pictures, then they shouldn't support Michelle, was what came across to her. She came home so spitting mad. You know what she said to me, Jared? She says, I'm going to be able to, when the end comes, I'm going to stand before the Lord, and the Lord's going to allow me to see some of those babies that we saved because of those pictures. See, it's the same old thing, isn't it? Everybody's always got a better way to do it. Ohio Right to Life fought this thing tooth and nail. They did not want the heartbeat bill to pass, and then when they saw it was going to pass, then they throw their endorsement to it. It makes them look like, they get all the pictures. And Janet Porter and Mark Harrington and those, they were the ones that were carrying the load. And Janet is going to stand before the Lord, and Mark Harrington is going to stand before the Lord. And because of those pictures, Austin Beigel was on here yesterday. Lexi was at our house yesterday. Evangeline Dunn was there. These young kids, Mark Harrington is training up to impact the culture using pictures. And Ohio Right to Life wants nothing to do with Mark Harrington nor Janet Porter, and that's the truth. Come in, Roger. I hear you.
Oh, how can anybody say there's one way to exclude leading people to stop abortion? I mean, it's ridiculous. The Bible is clear on the topic. Many ways to share the gospel. How dare a person say pictures don't work? When the Nazis were finally defeated, what did our American troops do to the Germans? They dragged them through the camps so they would see what they allowed to happen.
That's right. We know pictures work. We know pictures work. And so again, I hate to keep hammering on this, but look, I'm grieved that the guys down in Texas could tell us that 300 people showed up and testified there in the state house. And then one congressman or one elected official vetoed it. Not going to take it to the full floor for debate. One guy says, nah, we're not going to debate that. Now, all those people showed up, went down there, gave their time, and doesn't even get passed on. The bill of abolition doesn't even get passed on to the floor for consideration. Oh, they'll consider how clean water and how you treat eagles, and that's open to debate to everybody, but the saving of unborn babies, not even open to debate because of one congressman. Now, I want to tell you, I grieve for those guys. I grieve for them. I'm going to tell you something. Many of those people who are for the abolition of abortion in Texas, which I am one of them, by the way, are against the heartbeat bill. They're against it. Because it doesn't save any babies. Well, I just got a simple question here this morning. What are more babies going to be saved in Texas today or Ohio?
Wow.
Huh?
Well, here's the casualty of war,
Coach. And are you gonna tell those ones that are saved in Ohio that they weren't worth saving because they couldn't save all of them?
Or share that post.
That's the casualty of war and the mindset of this absolutism. And once again, you know me, I'm for abolitionists. If that's the bill, let's go for it. If it's the heartbeat bill, how many people died on D-Day when we invaded the shores of France? So the abolitionist mindset is that we can't do that unless we know that we're going to save 100% of all of our soldiers. We should not invade. Wars have casualty. This is the biggest monumental spiritual war, and there's casualties.
Hey, Dale, you saw from the video yesterday, I'm going to tell you this. The pro-aborts know they lost. They know they lost. We can't. Well,
I thought about that, Coach. Think about this. Where was that spirit? It was in Ohio. It wasn't in Texas. Only 4 pro-aborts spoke in Texas. You know why? They rallied their troops in Ohio.
To no avail. To no avail. Right?
Amen.
To know they yes.
Just a little example you're talking about. We got the CareNet up here in Knox County. And they do wonderful things, giving diapers and Similac and formula and stuff to people come in there. 4 or 5 years ago with that car show I do on Labor Day, I went into them and met with two women that run that place. And they know you, they know me, they know Pastor Bill, they know what we do.
So the FBI.
And I offered them the profits from this car show to donate every year, which is around $3,000 or $4,000 right now and could get up as high as $10,000. They flat turned me down. And was just so rude, you know what I mean? And I'm like, fine, you don't want this money? I'm out of here. So now we give it to the local Knox County disabled veterans, and they love having the money. But they just turned me down. It's like, no, they want nothing to do with it.
There you go. Well, that's why we are where we are. Listen, again, we're bogged down on abortion. I don't want to be about abortion. Why aren't those FBI agents going to the abortion clinic and seeing what the heck's going on inside there? Right? Talk about violence. Golly, maybe we ought to report. Sometimes I do that when we're outside the clinic. Say, officer, the officers are standing there guarding Planned Parenthood, right? Say, officer, I'd like to report a murder. There's a murder going on right behind you. They don't get it.
Planned Parenthood is inciting violence, aren't they, Coach?
They are inciting violence as sure as anything can be. And by the way, Mark Trump, now that I know you're in there, when you're always in here, I know that you are. Mark, you sent the most unbelievable thing yesterday in the email. Did I send that to you, Jared? Yeah. No, it's on my Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page again, Jared. Mark Trump, this is amazing. Now, rather than forcing everybody to read it, explain to us, as Jared pulls this article up there, what this article is about. So right there it is. Right there it was, Jared. Bear with us a minute, folks. Meet the parents. AI. This is amazing. Helps take the stress out of fetal ultrasound. Mark, explain to this what this article is saying to us.
First of all, there's a whole movement of this healthcare technology, which is down at the micro level of birth. You have all the technologists developing ways to understand the health of the baby way, 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 way before the heartbeat. They can tell brain, they can tell all before these the conditions now. Mark, right, before the heart beating. Yeah. And, you know, of course, later developments too. But the bottom line is it's helping the doctors save these babies. So if they're spending all of GE's might on saving babies because they know it's a life, how in the world are the same people saying that it's not?
So, Mark, they're messing with brain waves and that kind of stuff before the baby even has a heartbeat.
Well, it's more like an enhanced ultrasound using artificial intelligence to decode what they're seeing. In other words, the different shades of 65,000 colors or 16 point whatever million colors and shades, AI can determine what's there better than your naked eye. And they're able to tell way more. So how in the world is this technology, you know, even being developed if it's not a life? If it's just a blob of tissue, why do we need all this technology?
Can I show? Okay, Mark, great, another great intro. Jared, go to, it says, thank you, Mark. Go to Owen Schroyer, because I got to show you. I always, every time I go, like when we just got back from the stain house, Jared, go to the 9:45 mark on this thing. Brian Cunningham sent this to me. Thanks, Brian. Every time I go to, like, we went to the State House, and I listen, I listen to the left, and I watch the protesters. I walk away, and I always ask myself the same question: how are we losing this fight? How are they winning? And so Owen Schroyer goes to protest some type of Planned Parenthood event here. And I want you to watch this because I want you to we're just going to view a couple minutes of it. And I want you to understand, as we look at this thing, the people Owen is talking to, their worldview is carrying the day. And I want to ask you a simple question. How in the can that be? How can these people be winning the abortion argument? Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Just like all the babies they murder, this event was dead.
Don't the one of them
Just like all the babies they murder, this event was dead until I showed up. So yeah, I'm trying to breathe some life into these people here. Literally happening in live time. I'm trying to breathe life into these people, these baby murderers. And so they all come around and film me. They all come around and film me like I'm the freak show when all I want to do is stand up for unborn babies. I'm the freak show out here because I want to stand up for unborn babies. So they all come and film me. But they ought to be thanking me for breathing life into their event because it had no life, just like all the babies they murdered. It's disgusting.
Abortion is murder. 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 To all the children whose parents brought them out here, think about it. A beating heart means a human being. They're out here promoting stopping a beating heart. Don't let your parents brainwash you into supporting murder. Abortion is murder. Abortion is murder. No one's trying to take a woman's rights away. If it's a female baby in the fetus, what about her rights? Does she get rights? You care about her? You know that you have a choice not to have sex too, but you don't ever seem to remember that.
Reproduction, action.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, ma'am. How many beating hearts does a human have?
Well, it doesn't.
No, you don't want to engage with me because I'm going to change your mind. That's a cult leader. That's how a cult operates. They don't let you engage in free thought. This is what a cult minion looks like.
So there you go. So you're seeing a death cult in real time right now, ladies and gentlemen. Do you realize that? This is a death cult right here that you're witnessing live. And you have all the evidence. They celebrate murdering babies, and then they have all their little cult leaders come over and say, oh, don't talk to him. That's what cult leaders do. Cult leaders don't want you to hear from anyone.
This is good. So we'll make this available to that. Brian, thanks for sharing this with it. It's true. It's just so true. And folks, this is the fruit of feminism. Feminism now has become the right to murder your baby. And I ask again, how are those people, how are they winning? Well, luckily they're not. Somebody come on in.
Hopefully they don't get the right to kill their husbands.
They don't have husbands. They don't get the right to kill their wives. See, I can never understand that. You listening, Right Wing Watch? I can never understand that when I go out to the abortion clinic, it's always lesbians that are fighting for abortion. Always lesbians are out there. Why? Well, because misery loves. They can't have kids. They don't want anybody else to have them. Yeah, Vic?
It's 149 or so potential babies that are going to be murdered today. 149 every day.
Every day. Well, Vic, we know this. I think half of those will be saved in Ohio. Half of them are going to be saved, but that's not good enough for some people. They'd rather let all of them continue to die till they can save anyone. Somebody explain to me how that even makes sense. I don't get it. See, we are on our way to abolition. We're on our way to abolition. Now, boys and girls, here's the truth. We're beginning to win. Let me segue a minute. Not a promotion. This is why Occupy is so important. We are going to give you the tools to. How many of you out there could have said what you heard Owen Schroyer just say? How many of you could have followed that argument that he made? Mark Harrington is going to present to you ways to win this argument. We are an army that is invading into a lost and dying world. And we had better educate ourselves with the facts so that we can win the secular debate first. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Owen Schroyer could have stood out there all day long, or Coach Dave could have stood out there, or David Arthur, or you pick whoever you wanted to. We could have stayed out there all day long and preached from the Bible, and it would not have had an impact on any of those people out there. You understand that? That the only thing that will they'll open their ears. Their eyes are dark. The only thing that will open their eyes is when you tell them something that comes against what they already believe. As I said the other day, I'm a street preacher. I read from the Bible. I quote from the Bible. But for the most person, when you're out on the street in a gaggle of people like that, you say Jesus, la, 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 la. They don't hear anything else. You have to win the secular argument first. That's what we're going to do at Occupy. So if you cannot come, for Lord's sake, get the download, get the stream. You can sit in your house and educate yourself. We are bringing Russ Dizdar to your living room. We're bringing Mark Trump to your living room. That's scary. We're bringing, come on, man. We're bringing Bradley Dean right into your living room where you can replay it, take notes, and educate yourself on being able to influence others on how to win the spiritual battle. I took 5 minutes yesterday, Lexi. Oh, I hadn't spoken to Lexi about her trip with Mark Harrington's Created Equal Justice rides. And she could, her lips wouldn't stop, just going on and on and on and on. But she learned it. Da, 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 da. And now she is educated and confident to go win the debate. Are you? Are you educated and confident on it? I would say probably not. And so we're giving you the opportunity to bring these people into your computer to have whenever you want to study. All you got to do is just go make a donation at Occupy2019.com. Make a donation. And we'll give you free access. We'll give you access to be able to get into it. I'm sorry, man. Didn't go need to go on that rant. Anybody else? Somebody got other stuff.
Dave, I wanted to get in here a second. I want to talk a little bit about that Texas House Bill 896 that Jeff Leach and them decided and all this stuff.
300 people showed up and testified in support of it, and they didn't even give it a full hearing before the full Senate. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I was asked, you know, by multiple people, what are we going to do now, Chad? What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Well, yeah.
We're going to keep going, but look, we need to, man, look, this needs to be a wake-up call, and people need to realize the Republicans are not going to help us. The Democrats are against us, and the Republicans are not going to help us. We don't have
that's
no
well problem. Said. The Democrats are against us, and the Republicans aren't going to help us. That's it, Chad.
So we've got to bring it ourselves. Either we got to bring it, or it ain't going to get brought. Sorry to all my professors.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hey, Jared, real quickly, I got a couple emails. Just real quickly, they came. Put that Occupy 2019 up there again. People said, how do I get that? How do I get that? So put it back up there so they see how easy it is. Go to Occupy 2019 and click on live stream. That's all you do. Click on live stream and boom, there it is. And then all you got to do is make a donation there and we send you a code. And then you have access to all the live streaming and everything that's going on. There's how you do it. I'm sorry. Chad, good point, man. Very, very good point. Can I shift gears real quick? Anybody else want to stay on this? Or I'm in an encouraging mood this morning, by the way. Go ahead there, Alan.
I'll tell you what's really sick. In Texas, two of the biggest microphones in the North American continent, probably the world, Christian microphones, are completely dead silent.
Wow. Never thought of that. The church, right? Who are you referring to specifically, Alan?
Osteen and Jakes.
There you go.
Oh, I was thinking of Jeffress.
There you go.
And I was thinking of, I could go on and on. Hagee's down there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's down there too. He does file on abortion all the time, but the two biggest microphones, I mean, the two biggest platforms in North America by far is Osteen and Jakes. And those jokers are silent on everything, Coach.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
They talk about nothing.
Unbelievable. Alan, that's a mic drop, too. I never thought about that. You would think that they would – hey, guys, do you see the commotion that that gaggle of girls made at the State House, Ohio State House, the commotion they made, 50 of them chanting, "We won't go back, we won't go back." Why doesn't T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and Hagee and Jeffers, why haven't they – go ahead, play that, Jared. Why haven't they flooded the State House today? Oh, I know why. That wouldn't be very Christian, would it? That wouldn't be very Christian. No, that wouldn't be very Christian to do that. Coach, we're not going to act like them. We're going to be more dignified than that. And in the meanwhile, this elected official because he doesn't think the church cares. You know, he ain't afraid.
Dave, no. there was a time when the Christian church could have stopped the Nazi movement if they would have stood up, but they didn't. And then they got rolled over. That's what we're seeing now. I mean, history will tell you the church could have stopped Hitler at a certain time in Germany. And by not doing it, the Holocaust and the slaughtering of people took place in the millions.
Yep. Hey,
the true church is standing up. We're all on here today. The true church is standing up. We just don't have a big enough platform yet. That's all it is.
So, folks, listen to me. I hate to keep coming back to this, okay? That's why you ought to encourage your friends to get the live streaming. That the information that is going to be presented, they can go to church for 438 years and they will never have it. They will never, ever get the information they're going to get at that. And we are making this next to free to people. And so you need to go to all of your social media folks and say, man, Get this. We've got to educate Christians. Republicans are not going to save us. We have to educate Christians. And we are making this thing. Russ Dizdar is up in 6 hours and 8 minutes. Russ Dizdar. You say, what's he going to talk about? The demonic realm. What the really is going on in the demonic realm and how to combat and fight it. Christians wouldn't need to know that, would they? No need to know that. Coach, I'd like to do that, but you know, I can't do that because the Buckeyes got a basketball game now. I'd like to come, but I got. Come on, man. This is so critical. And let me finish on a high note, okay? Jared, pull up Candace Owens there. I love this girl. I love this girl. Thank God is raising up so many warriors. Just so many warriors. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Candace Owens was testifying at Congress. Some of you have seen it probably. Some of you haven't. She has her full testimony there, which you need to see. But she gets this scumbag named Ted Lieu, who reads something about her. He plays a quote from Candace Lee out of context, of course. And I want you to watch something. This is a powerful black woman who's intimidating a bunch of white folk. She's intimidating with the truth. They don't want any part of her. Oh, if we could just get black voices to rise and speak the truth like Candace Owens. My. They hate her. They're scared of her. I don't know if you've seen this or not. It's about 4 minutes, but it's worth it. Watch the ferocity and the tenacity with which this young lady fights back. And by the way, I don't have time to play it. There's a six minute clip of her giving her full testimony. Powerful. Go ahead and play this, Jared.
Pretty apparent that Mr. Lieu believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
The witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said. May I continue?
Please.
As I said.
Of all the people that Republicans could have selected.
Now they're showing what he did. Go ahead.
Owens. I don't know Miss Owens. I'm not going to characterize her. I'm going to let her own words do the talking. So I'm going to play for you the first 30 seconds of a statement she made about Adolf Hitler.
Stop a second, Jared. Now he says he's going to let her own words speak for it. So he plays her words rather than letting her speak her words in front of him. So he plays this clip and then doesn't even give her a chance to respond. Watch what happens. Go ahead.
I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets, the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German.
All right, so my first question is to Ms. Hershenhoff.
So hang on, Jared.
No one said.
Okay, he just played that clip, and then he doesn't even go to her and say, how do you respond to what we just heard? So he asks this other lady, and this clip's going to fast forward through what she says and then get to go ahead.
Quote, if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. So when people try to legitimize Adolf Hitler, does that feed into white nationalist ideology?
There's her response. They don't play it. And then
she yield back.
Now another congressman gives her the chance to respond. What's this?
Gentleman from North Dakota, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would yield my time to Mr. Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Ms. Owens, I'm sorry. We just heard a recording. Would you like time to respond to that?
Yes, I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Lube believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
The witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly or to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said. May I continue?
Please.
As I said, he is assuming that black people will not go pursue the full two-hour clip. And he purposefully extracted, he cut off, and you didn't hear the question that was asked of me. He's trying to present as if I was launching a defense of Hitler in Germany, when in fact, the question that was asked of me was pertaining to whether or not I believed that Hitler was whether or not I believed in nationalism and that nationalism was bad. And what I responded to was that I do not believe that we should be characterizing Hitler as a nationalist. He was a homicidal, psychopathic maniac that killed his own people. A nationalist would not kill their own people. That is exactly what I was referring to in the clip, and he purposely wanted to give you a cut-up similar to what they do to Donald Trump to create a different narrative. That was unbelievably dishonest, and he did not allow me to respond to it, which is worrisome and should tell you a lot about where people are today in terms of trying to drum up narratives. By the way, I would like to also add that I work for Prager University, which is run by an Orthodox Jew. Not a single Democrat showed up to the embassy opening in Jerusalem. I sat on a plane for 18 hours to make sure that I was there. I'm deeply offended by the insinuation of revealing that clip without the question that was asked of me.
That a girl. That a girl. We're beginning. Yeah, I bet he does. Look at that piece of whatever. Huh? Folks, listen. We have to put away our Christian niceness and fight. Fight. They are ripping us apart, knowing we're going to be nice and loving and caring and forgiving. Boys, hey, plenty of time to do that after the war's over. You don't apologize to the enemy in the middle of the fight. Yeah, Vinny?
Wasn't it incredible? The biggest thing he's worried about is you don't say disparaging things about sitting people. That's all he's worried about. They're worried about procedure and actually not real results. What a loser! What a loser!
What a loser! What a loser! What a great time to be alive, folks! What a great time! We got a fabulous weekend coming ahead of us. Go online there and get yourself caught up with the live streaming. You'll have it forever to look back on it. And I would just say to the FBI. You guys make a small donation, you can have all the live streaming too, and you're going to find out that there are a lot of God-fearing people in America who are sick and tired of what's going on, and we love the Lord, and we believe in peaceful solutions to everything. That's what we're about. But as a bunch of us, we just ain't going to take it anymore. We're going to start fighting back, not with guns. We're going to start opening our mouth. We're going to start declaring the word, thus saith the Lord, the word of God. We're going to unsheath the sword, defend our Lord and Savior, our children, and our country. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday.